Occasionally we use the 30-minute one, but if I'm shopping in Sainsbury's, I will use the Sainsbury's-free one. Because I refuse to pay £2 on top of my pension money to spend, you know, on parking.
That's terrible. I shan't be coming and paying a pound for just to nip into one shop.
Well, I don't think that's a good idea, because there's lots of people who just want to pop into a shop and come out again. You know, so a 30-minute parking space is quite handy, particularly for pensioners.
East Staffordshire Borough Council will be scrapping the 30-minute bays, which currently cost 50p. Instead, parking will cost £1 for 2 hours. It does mean that if you are staying for 2 hours, your parking might cost less. But for shoppers only wanting to pop into the shops, £1 is double what they pay at the moment.
I'm Julian Mott and I'm the leader of the Labour Group on East Staffordshire Borough Council. Something in the region of 130,000 tickets were sold in the last year that we have records for, 2011. So it shows that they are popular. There aren't many of them, but they are popular for people who want to come in, go to the post office, go to the library, something like that. We can see there are 12 bays here and probably about 7 or 8 of them are being used at the moment. And sometimes, obviously at busier times, then they will be completely full.
It's not just shoppers that suffer when parking tariffs are tampered with. Local shop owners are worried it could have an effect on their businesses. Pete Oakley owns a guitar shop on Station Street. Do you have many customers that come here use short-stay parking bays?
Oh, yes, yeah. We have people, you know, that need to load things into the car, etc. So, yeah, totally against the rises in car parking.
And do you think it will affect business here? I mean, I can see you're an independent shop here. You've got loads of guitars. Will it affect business for you?
Well, it's not going to help. Yes, I mean, I know in other towns where they've reduced parking charges and in some cases, you know, at certain times of the day, they've scrapped them altogether. It has attracted quite a lot of customers out of Burton.
Do you think then more people now will be thinking about going elsewhere for shopping?
Well, again, as I say, I don't think it's going to help. I mean, the car park's, as you can see today, pretty empty anyway. You know, to put the prices up, as far as I can see, is just going to empty it even more.
Jenny Timms works at Ellis Schoolwear.
It'll affect business and for myself, for my wages, because I have to pay parking. And it going up, it already costs us a fortune. So, yeah, it'll affect us.
And they're thinking about scrapping the 30-minute bays. Do many of your customers use those?
Yeah, because they nip in from out of town, because we do schools from out of town, Derby and that. So, yeah, they nip in. Well, it'll make a difference to everybody, won't it? The more, you know, and just too much money anyway. It's too much money to park. Council are making a lot of money.